protein shakes and energy drinks. The Breakfast of Champions. This is Morning Juice.
Morning Juice, right here on the Fan. Brandon Bean, Bobby Carpenter attacking and dominating our way to 9 a.m. here in a Wednesday edition of the program. Doppler 10 forecast for today here in Central Ohio. High of 82 degrees. Count them up, 82. Sunshine as well here in Central Ohio, so a good one on tap yet again. Stringing a couple of nice ones together. Right now, we're going to head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Checking with our man who's back in fighting shape after a weekend vacation, Adam Jardy. Adam, happy Wednesday, bud. What's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Of course, man. We're great. Can't complain. We're reliving Game of Thrones since yesterday was the 10-year anniversary of that show. So just going over our favorite scenes, you know, classic little Wednesday talk that we're having. Did you watch Thrones, Adam, or were you out on it?
So I don't have HBO. So by the time I decided, you know what, I probably maybe need to get into this show. It was like, it was so big and I was so far behind that I just never had the chance to catch up. So I've not seen it.
All right. Well, I gotta say, we had a lot of time. We had a lot of free time last year, Adam. So we could have done that. We could have got into that and it would have been fine. But buddy, fascinating offseason on tap for the Buckeyes. As we know, whole lot of storylines happening with this team. I think the biggest one that maybe surprises some people here in Columbus, you look at this team coming back for 21-22. We know that CJ Walker has said that he's not coming back. Kyle Young, that decision's still up in the air. A lot of pundits picking Ohio State in the top 10 nationally for next year in their early rankings for next season. Why are they doing that, you think? Why do you think people have them so high?
Well, because there's a lot of talent coming back. And even though the season ended in a really disappointing fashion, I mean, you could potentially return two all Big Ten players. You could bring in a player who could be Big Ten freshman of the year. They've got a really solid core and a lot of really, really high-level talent. And so even though, like we said, the season didn't go the way that they wanted it to, and there's some things they really, really do have to work on to get better, there's a lot of talent on this roster, and there's a lot of reason to expect that next year could be a really big year for them. It's just hard to stomach that right now because that loss is still tough.
Oh, it's very, very fresh. And, you know, it's tough, Adam, when you're a 2 seed and you lose to a 15, especially with – you feel like Coach Hillman was that warm security blanket because anytime he'd been in the tournament, they'd always won at least one game. And, like, hey, yeah. Oral Roberts sounds pretty good. Probably making it through that and probably making it to the second weekend. Alas, that did not happen. Watching the Baylor-Gonzaga National Championship game, I initially in my bracket thought Ohio State had a chance of beating Baylor because they weren't very big. You know, they're an athletic team. You know, one of the things OSU had problems with was size. But watching how well that Baylor team played, I was like, whoa, Ohio State, I think, would have been woefully outmatched. Do you feel that there's a fairly decent talent gap from maybe some of those teams in the top two or three in where Ohio State is?
I wouldn't say there's a significant gap. I mean, I think it was pretty clear. We knew all along this season, you go back to the preseason, we knew Gonzaga and Baylor were probably the two best teams in the country, and they really did nothing during the year to dispel that. And I did feel like once we got into March that it was Gonzaga and Baylor against the field. I wasn't sure that anybody – I thought maybe Illinois had a puncher's chance just because they had more size than Ohio State, but I just really liked all the pieces that those two teams had. And the things that made Baylor so tough in that game on Monday night, they played such really intense ball pressure defense where just Gonzaga could never get comfortable, and they hit a lot of threes. And when you can do those two things really well in college basketball, it makes it really hard to beat you.
Talking with our man Adam Jardy from the Columbus Dispatch. You can follow Adam online on the old Twitter machine, just at Adam Jardy. Schlegs texted me, said real original Adam, as you know, is a big fan of your Twitter handle. Big one this week, commitment time, Efton Reed, 4- or 5-star guy, depending on where you look at for the Buckeyes. 6'11", big man out of Virginia. I know he's been pretty quiet. You got to talk to his high school coach about the decision and where he is going to lean. How do you feel about this? And then the second part of that, I mean, what's Holtman's strategy here as far as recruiting goes, you know, as we kind of get into this offseason and he's trying to build out for the future?
Well, Efton is probably the biggest priority that they have out there and has been for, I think, some time. Landing Malachi Branham was a huge get for them. It was a massive priority for this recruiting class. I think he's going to be a real star for Ohio State. But as you guys mentioned earlier, I mean, this team needs some more size. And I think it's blatantly obvious when you watch them that held them back this season. They need to take some of that beating off of EJ Liddell, maybe Kyle Young if he comes back. So landing an Efton Reed would be huge. He's announcing on the 15th. Ohio State is definitely one of the three finalists. I don't know who all the finalists are. His coach didn't really want to go that deep into it. But there's a real strong feeling among the Ohio State camp that I don't think that they think they have him necessarily or that they have him locked up, but they feel good about their chances. They like where they are. They've recruited the heck out of this kid. Back when you could take official visits before this stupid pandemic ruined the whole world, he took an official visit to Ohio State back in October 2019. So one of the things his coaches talked about was how that was a real beneficial thing to him. Like, you know, that was one of the schools he got to see in person, and that's a big deal for him. So I think Ohio State feels good about its chances. I don't know if anyone knows where he's going yet, because I don't know if he's told anybody, but that's a major priority for them. And if they don't get Efton Reed, then you start, I think, maybe looking down the grad transfer routes or just the traditional transfer route. But I think they're really trying to bring in some big next season who can fit into that rotation and just take some of that beating off some of the other guys.
We're talking to the Columbus Dispatch's Adam Jardy here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And Adam, you know, with the way the NCAA set everything up this year, anybody that wants to come back for another year can. You know, Kyle Young would have the opportunity to return for another season and play for Ohio State. He didn't obviously get to probably finish up his Buckeye career the way that he wanted to, given his injury situation, the concussions at the end of the season. But what have you heard about him potentially returning? Is that something, you know, that you think Coach Holman would welcome, that the Ohio State program would welcome, that he might be leaning towards? And if that does happen, I mean, are there any potential roster repercussions just given the fact that that would be, you know, those are minutes that wouldn't be then allocated to someone else?
I think that there is a real chance that he does come back. He's been really tight-lipped about all of this, and I think that there's even like people in his immediate circle that don't know what he's going to do. But I do know that the coaching staff is recruiting him to come back, and they would very much love for Kyle Young to come back. So that is very much in the cards, and I think it's a realistic possibility that we see him next year. I don't know that takes too many minutes away from anybody else. I mean, I think that maybe if there would be a residual effect or a ripple effect from that. Like, I don't know what the long-term future is for Ibrahima Diallo in the program.
Yep.
I mean, he's a 7-footer. He's played like 20 minutes basically in the last 2 years. Really still very raw. Great teammate, great dude, but just I don't know where he fits on the court going forward. So, you know, maybe that's a ripple effect where maybe he does end up leaving. I don't know that. Nobody's told me that, but that's just me speculating there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Kyle Young could certainly come back, and they would take that commitment from him 8 days a week.
Last one quickly here, Adam, in about our last 30, 45 seconds. Jamari Wheeler, as we know, comes over in the transfer portal, was announced officially yesterday by Ohio State. How big of a get was that by Holtman? Defensive guy, gritty, all Big Ten team when it comes to defense, gives you some stable minutes in the backcourt. How big of a get was that for him to bring in a veteran like that?
Oh, that was huge. I mean, they need better defense. They need guys who can defend, the guys who can create things. If you look at KenPom.com, his steal percentage was like 3.7% last season. And that's there's no Ohio State player has had a mark that high since Aaron Kraft was 4.5 his senior year. So you're bringing in a dude who's going to come in and create some things and harass opposing, you know, or ball handlers, and just brings a different style, different way to play than Ohio State has on its roster. That's a significant defensive upgrade for them, and that's a real big get.
Adam, always appreciate the time, my friend. Enjoy the day. Look forward to chatting you again soon, and have a good one, Adam. Always appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, guys.
Absolutely. There he goes, our man from the Columbus Dispatch, Adam Jardy. He was, of course, joining us in the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.